think Lewis would have liked the last line. Da-do-da-do-da-de, but he's dead. So is Armand. Oh well. How exactly did the rope sing? Well, I'll tell you. There was a tape recorder buried inside the mustache so you could flip a switch, and it would sing its song over and over again until you shut it off. How it started dancing, though, that was a little trick I never figured out. I was at Armand's funeral. It was very small. Only his gardener was in attendance, and me. No priest. His gardener worked two jobs. The other was a caretaker for the graveyard. He was the guy who read out of the good book when Armand was dropped into the pit. His name was Joe. Oh, and I almost forgot. The mustache did a little song and dance. It was very nice. And then all three of us went home. That is, Joe, mustache, and I. It was a very sunny day, and I breathed more easily that night, and I slept without abandon because I knew, deep in my heart, that there was one less asshole on the planet Earth. Yes, I slept well that night, but I got a troubling phone call the next day from Joe. He called me, frantic. It seems that Armand had a rather large estate, aside from his house in the city, large enough to enable him to stand outside his home throwing rocks at people. And seeing as how the gardener and I were his closest friends, he was going to split the estate. He had left us in his will. So, maybe he wasn't such an asshole after all. And Joe left us his address. So Mustache and I got into the car, and Mustache drove because I don't know how. And we got there, all right. It turns out that Joe lives in a piece of shit. No, not literally. That would be far too smelly, and unless the ship were laid there by several dozen elephants, probably far too small as well. Joe invited us into his shack, actually. It was nice. For a shack. The toilet was open air, but hey, he said, you get used to it. No big deal. I asked him where he was going to keep all his money, and he showed me a box. He had some naughty magazines in the box, and he grabbed them and hid them, quite embarrassed. He didn't want me to see them, but he failed because I already had. Oh well. Quick profile of Joe. Typical loser. Never does anything right. People ask him to bury a body 6 feet down in the earth. Boy, without fail, he'll bury it 5 feet down. 7 feet down. Hell, even 5 feet 11 inches down. But never, ever, ever does what he's supposed to do. It was never his fault. He was just born that way. If told to walk a mile, he'd walk under a mile. As soon as he neared the mile mark, he would begin to sweat. He'd become very nervous, and then he'd just stop. He could not do what he was told to do by his genetic makeup, which made him a born loser. That was all right, though, because now this asshole was going to leave them all this money, and everybody would be happy, right? Well, that's almost what happened. Let me tell you what happened. Mustache and Joe and I conversed in his shack on the edge of town for many days, discussing the property left over to us. Joe was keeping all the records in the same box as he was going to keep his money in, by the way. Then we went to see a judge. Then while we were in meeting with the judge, he gave us a little test. He gave us each money. He told me to get him a bowl of New England clam chowder. He told Joe to get him a ham sandwich on dark rye bread. 1 hour later, I came back with one bowl of New England clam chowder. Joe arrived with a bologna sandwich on light rye bread. Oops. The judge did not look favorably on Joe after that. And what did the judge award Joe? A real nice tie. Oh, and a cool pair of scissors, which glowed in the dark. And I got the rest, all of the rest, for me and Mustache.